Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. First of all, happy birthday to Carl Etnier. Carl broadcasts my show from WGDR-GDH, Goddard College Community Radio in Vermont. He's been tremendously supportive of my efforts to keep the broadcasts going and to keep the content and production consistent. He's been a source, an inspiration, a guide, and a friend. And he made it possible to visit the WGDR broadcast zone this summer, where I met some very amazing people who also became friends and sources of inspirations and episodes. In my visit this summer, I found out some people even thought for a while that Bucky was an alter ego and character created and played by Carl Etnier. My visit disproved that, but I think it goes to show we were born under some kind of same star. A good portion of my listeners know me through Carl and don't need to be reminded of Carl's incredible work communicating news and information through media, especially radio, and his community activism. However, I do like to encourage my podcasters, Facebookers, and those listening on other stations to set aside a Thursday morning from 8:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard and stream Carl's show from WGDR.org. So again, happy birthday, Carl, and thanks Chris Riddle for covering the show today. I wonder what Carl's doing right now. As regular listeners may know, the original Bacall flock of three, my partners in my first try at chickening, Neem, Quinoa, and Quincy, are still close to my heart, but for several years now have been living with Kevin Bayhouse in Idaho, where I got started. Last year, Quincy died, and I've been encouraging Kevin to expand his flock. I'm an advocate of three minimum. He sent me news of a new addition of his flock, and I thought there were some very instructive as well as entertaining elements I thought I could share. Don't mind me if I cut in and editorialize a little. Kevin?
Hello there. My name's Kevin Bayhouse, and I'm a friend of Bucky Bacall's, and I have the original Bacall flock. It's a Seabright and a Golden Buff Wyandotte and a Golden Araucana. And now the Seabright had passed away last year. Her name was Quincy, and she was kind of everybody's favorite. Well, that left the surviving pair, Neem and Quinoa.
The Bacall flock started with three bantam hens, acquired from someone who hatched more than intended, from a mixed-breed flock with lots of wonderful diversity. They were smaller than the average farm fowl, but on the large side for bantams. I always said Neem was a bantam blue cochin, and declined to state with Quinoa.
And, well, there's a new recent addition to the flock. I picked up the new hen yesterday from a friend, a golden sex link, and her name is Curly. And so I brought Curly home to meet the flock yesterday. Now, Curly is originally from a group of five golden sex links, and two were given away, and two had become victim to some nocturnal raccoon activity. You get them around here a lot here in Boise. And so they met with their demise. Then I was contacted to take the last remaining one. And now this is a kind of a warning to everybody, all you chickeners out there, make sure you close up your coops at night. That's when raccoons get your chickens, at nighttime when you forget to close them up.
Earlier, Kevin told me by email that Curly is the last of a flock started by a former guest on the show, Jonna Moore. She moved a few towns over and rented her house to students who were not closing the coop up at night. Jonna Moore's coop profile is on the archives at radioforall.net. Just search for Bucky.
I have Curly here at home and introduced her to the flock yesterday. And right off the bat, she wanted to be friends with Neem and Quinoa. So Neem decides, well, I'm going to chase her and see if I can, you know, show her that I could be her boss. And Curly just ran to the other end of the yard. Of course, right after that, Quinoa jumped on top of Neem and pretty much let everybody know that she's still running things around here, because that's kind of the way it's been ever since Quincy was gone. Curly spent the rest of the day pretty much on the other side of the yard away from these two. They spent their day up next to the house, and it was pretty quiet for the most time as far as, you know, any conflict is concerned. There really wasn't any beyond that. But Quinoa decides she's going to try to be a rooster. And so she starts crowing up a storm, you know, trying to sound like a rooster. I mean, she was really trying hard. It was pretty funny. And then Neem, of course, she's got to always be talking every time. And you know, she's always kvetching, complaining about something. And so those two kind of went for most of the day. Normally in the wintertime, they don't have a whole lot to say. If they lay an egg, of course, you always hear that, but that's only in the summertime around here anymore. So they've been a pretty quiet couple for the most part. But yesterday was quite interesting. When I'd go outside and kind of sit with them all, and I'd go over and when I was getting close to Curly, you know, she's pretty friendly. She'll kind of come up to you and she'll talk to you. So, you know, she was still trying to figure out how she was going to acclimate, or she wanted to become acclimated with these two. Now, nighttime, Quinoa and Neem normally went to go, like they always do, go to the coop when it was dark enough. They go inside, put themselves in pretty much in bed. And Curly was still outside, probably felt like she wasn't really welcome in the coop. She'd seen the coop. I'd showed the coop to her, but, you know, she was like, well, you know, I'm not going to go in there tonight. And I thought, well, you got to go. So I took her to the coop and put her in the foyer. Now, the layout of the coop is, it's basically got an upstairs and a downstairs in the back. And in the front is all straw bed. It's open screen all around, and it's, you know, nice open area, kind of a mini chicken run. It's got a roost bar in it. The lodge in the back has got these two holes. So Curly, she decides, well, maybe she'll go up and join Neem up in the top. And Neem kind of, you know, fought her off and yelled at her, and so she didn't go up there. So then Neem all of a sudden decides, well, she just came out on her own and jumped down. And then Curly ended up just going up into the top lodge. And I figured, well, that was interesting. Well, maybe Neem just felt like, well, I know who Quinoa is, so maybe I'll go down with her. But she didn't. So it was pretty cold right then. I'd been watching quite a while. So I went inside to warm up, came back out. And I find Neem back in the top by herself, like before, and Curly out in the foyer just sitting there looking at the other two. And they're all just watching each other, all real quiet. And that's pretty much how the first night went. She stayed in the foyer, and the other two were in their lodge, and that was it. That was the first night in the coop for everybody. So then, the next morning, I let them out, and they all kind of hanging together. And I fed them breakfast, and they were hung around each other a lot closer. All pretty quiet for the most part, most of the day's been like that. They will hang around each other, but not too close, but, you know, a lot closer than yesterday.
So Kevin was lucky, or has mysterious chicken skills, because that integration went pretty well. We often hear of extreme bullying when new chickens are integrated into flocks, and I have given lots of advice involving sneaking chickens in the coop overnight when everyone is in that zombified overnight state, and then getting up before the chickens to serve up a wildly popular breakfast to distract everyone. And if that fails at first, which it often does, segregating the new and old fowl with chicken wire so they can watch each other but can't fight, and eventually integrating using the same night introduction trick. Maybe because Kevin has such a small flock, or perhaps because they are all older hens, it went pretty well, which I point out to all those who might undervalue having flocks as small as three or keeping older hens around. But there's another piece of the story I also liked.
And then one other interesting note is I also have a Siamese cat named Willie, who also used to belong to Bucky. And Willie's very friendly with the chickens. She likes the chickens, and they seem to like her. And she met Curly. Curly walked right up to the gate where Willie was on the other side of the gate, and Willie started talking to Curly. And I've never seen that before. So, Bucky, just want to let you know everything's going well so far, and everybody out there, have a good day. Bye now.
Thank you, Kevin. To everyone, remember, I love correspondent shows. So please remember to send me your ideas if you'd like a little advice before recording, or just go ahead and record and send me the audio file at Bucky@BuckyBacaw.org. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.